Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Six Goalkeeper podcast. Today it's a special edition. We are back for the Six War Games 2024-2025, and I'm super excited to have Tom together with me. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Great to have you on board. Could you please share in two sentences who you are and what you're doing?
My name is Tom DeWitt. I'm the founder and executive director of the XM Global Collaborative, a global professionals association for experience management practitioners. And I'm also the former founder and director of CXM at MSU and the Masters of Science in Customer Experience Management degree program at Michigan State University.
Thank you very much for this short introduction. Now let's go really to the game, the CX War Games 2025. What is your role and what motivated you to join?
My role on the team is storyteller. So after everyone's ideas have, after the brief has been read and all the ideas have been submitted on a mural board, it was my job along with a couple other people to craft a story for the judges that integrates all those ideas in a compelling story designed to meet the needs of the client that we're serving. And that was fun. It was challenging at times, but it was fun. I enjoyed it. I think in terms of my motivation, part of it, first and foremost, it was to help these organizations. I was really taken by their stories and their needs, and given the opportunity to help them in addressing their needs was the thing that first and foremost that really compelled me to get involved. I think secondly, just having something, I wake up every morning thinking about my work, as I'm sure you do, and what the day holds for it and what the challenges are and how I'm going to deal with it. The nice thing about this, it gave me something outside of that in which to apply my talents and my interest. So it was a nice diversion, and it was great collaborating with team members. Even though it was just through messaging on WhatsApp or through comments on a slide deck, but it was great to meet and work with other practitioners from around the world.
Thank you very much. But I think you forgot to mention that, or what you did was also really, really appreciated, and you were nominated top player of the first project that you did together with your team. Could you please share a bit about that?
Oh, I had no idea such a thing existed. So I'm on LinkedIn as people are, and there's a certificate recognizing me for my efforts in the first round of the game. So that was a nice surprise, and I appreciate it, but certainly doesn't explain why, that's kind of the icing on the cake to get appreciated by your team leader for the efforts that you put in. But that's not why I was doing it. That was a nice little surprise. But at the end of the day, it was just fun to see the final effort, and the final submission that went into the judges. And I think even the second round, we finished second. It's not about the winning. It's not about, a team award or an individual award. It's about the client. In fact, the last project that we worked on, I felt so good about what I could be able to do for them after the project. I was convinced after reading the submission and what their needs were, I was like, I can help them, not just through this, not just through the contest, but I plan to volunteer my own personal time helping them, because what their needs closely mirror what we've done with the XM Global Collaborative and setting it up. So I knew that what we'd done and the lessons we'd learned in creating an online in many ways an online organization that we could help them. So
thank you. And I think you shared already a lot of advantages of being part of the Customer Experience War Game. But what do you like the most about the games?
Yeah, again, it's helping, you know, to me, it's helping nonprofit organizations that, and being able to collaborate with other industry partners in that endeavor, you know, to be able to meet people that I haven't met before and to be able to work with them. But at the end of the day, you know, it's knowing that these organizations hopefully are going to be better off for the efforts that we put for them, you know. In fact, you know, as I'm crafting the story, you know, the question always is, are they going to be able to deliver on these ideas? It's not just what are the judges going to like, or what are, more importantly, it was, is what we're proposing practical and useful, and is it going to help them to achieve their goals?
That's what I really like also from the games, that you are then solving really real problems.
Yep.
and helping this nonprofit organization to find a way out of their problems. How do events like the Customer Experience War Game contribute to the global CX community? And this is something that I'm really interested to ask you.
Yeah, no, I mean, and that, you know, as you may know, one of our primary goals with the XM Global Collaborative is to unite people across disciplines, not just CX people, but user experience, employee experience, customer success, and so forth. But it's to share ideas across borders and across cultures. I'm very much a global traveler. I've lived in 6 countries, including the US, 7 if you include Hawaii, which is very, very, very different than the rest of the US. And that's very intentional, because living in different cultures, it helps you, I think, as a CX practitioner, it helps you to understand that there's not a single way to address a problem, and that there are cultural influences that shape solutions and value propositions. And to me, that's always been very intriguing. So, you know, what this initiative allows you to do is to work with people from different countries, from different cultures, and to learn their ideas. And a lot of incredible ideas came out of this. So I really appreciate that opportunity, because I think we, you know, with the exception of people like you that gets to talk to people globally on a regular basis, I think most people kind of stay in their lanes, you know. It could be in the US, it could be the UK, it could be Europe, Southeast Asia, and so forth. And they have their own interpretation of what customer experience is, and they have their own practices. And I think it's limiting. In my mind, it's limiting. And to me, it's very liberating to be able to share ideas, you know, to learn from one another. And I think that's, you know, we live in a world with a lot of self-proclaimed experts. And I have a hard time with that, because our discipline is so multifaceted, it's so multidisciplinary, it's so complex. I think, you know, considering yourself an expert sometimes makes you a little complacent when it comes to learning more. So I think any attempt to bring people together where they can share and learn from one another is really a good thing.
Really cool. Thank you very much, Tom. And now we are coming to the end of this discussion, but I still have 3 questions for you with, please, 1-word answer. If you could describe your customer experience war game experience in 1 word, what would it be?
Intriguing.
And if you could describe the customer experience war game community in 1 word, what would it be?
Supportive.
Are you planning to participate in the next rounds and in future customer experience war game games?
Yes, of course.
Thank you very much. It was really a pleasure. Thank you very much to you, Tom, for everything you did for the Customer Experience War Game 2025. And thank you very much to all the participant contributors, judges, team leads, Christopher, and all the people around the Customer Experience War Game. It's a great initiative. I'm super happy to support that. Thank you very much, and bye-bye. If you enjoyed this episode, please share the word of mouth. Subscribe it, share it. Until the next episode, please don't forget, we are not in a B2B or B2C business, we are in a human-to-human environment. Thank you!